Said Baba ever said anything about
it? I don't remember having heard him say anything because I don't think the questions they were asked, but I definitely know that Baba has no objection of the adoption at all. On the other hand, anybody who adopts a child, the child is well looked after, and invariably the child that is adopted is a child that invariably is not looked after by anyone. Not necessarily, he may be looked after by somebody. But invariably in India we adopt a child. We take a child where self-sacrificial children are there, they are orphans, uncared for, and they are kept in certain hospitals. So anybody who wants to adopt a child goes to the hospital and describes something to the children, and he takes it up. So it is quite all right. It's very good. There is nothing that comes in the way of any spiritual thought or spiritual relationship with God. On the other hand, it's quite nice. No objection about your thoughts.
Any more questions? I want to ask a question. I came in late, and maybe I'm going to ask the same question that was asked. I was wondering about a single woman adopting a child. If you had any feelings about that, is that a hard thing for the child, or is that beneficial?
When a child is adopted, she becomes the mother of the adopted child. She looks after the child. It's good for the child, don't you? Perfectly all right. No problem.
So the child wasn't in a family environment, it wouldn't be that important as long as the spiritual care was there.
Yes. Care was there. He was well brought up. According to one's means. Yes.
You mean to say that there was no father, he'd be all right?
Yes. That's what you asked. Yes, it's absolutely all right. But you have to be careful to see what people talk about, but they would know this adopted child. People would know it. People would not interpret it as a child born of not a legal father. That you have to take care and look to and see that you don't create a misunderstanding. But actual adoption is quite healthy, very nice. Nothing comes in the way.
When we go to India and we are friendly with the monks, they are affectionate and sometimes casual storytelling and sharing of talking to the monks about some of our problems. I sometimes wonder what is the appropriate. I realize to be respectful with Mara, definitely, but what is the appropriate way to be with Mara? I'm sometimes confused because you described her role as being something I don't understand. And I wonder if you could say more about Mara's role and what's the appropriate way to be with Mara.
What? Have you heard about Krishna and Radha? What Radha was to Krishna and Mara is to Baba. She is nothing but a disciple of Baba. But here, every member of the mandali plays a certain role in his relationship with God. That is only known to Baba. So regarding the rest of the mandali, Baba may have said something that he plays a certain role, he plays a certain role. So we are not very candid about it. But so far Mehra was concerned, he was very candid. So what is it? You feel hesitant to go here? And ask her any questions?
Well, not me personally. What I feel when I'm with her is that I have a feeling to be as affectionate as I am with the rest of the mandali, yet I know that Mara is very sensitive and always attuned to Baba, and I wonder whether it's appropriate to be as openly affectionate with Mara or not, or whether...
No problem. We can be. Yes. you can be very free and as affection, because express your affection as much or even more.
Would you please say some more about probably self-seeking marriage?
When the partner is so free, the
partner
wants to be celibate, and how to deal with that? What can you do? Mutual adjustment. Is it? Ask
Phyllis
what she has to say.
I'm single.
So am I. But neither you nor I are single. Baba is with us all the time. You see, it should be a policy of doing things. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes only part of the yes and no. On your part, yes and no. You have to strike balance between the two. I have seen this problem arising there in India also, with quite married couples. They have the same problem. And the problem mostly comes from women. They don't want it, the man wants it. But one case is quite the reverse.